Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Disco Elysium, the critically acclaimed role-playing game that's now available on the Mac. Leading off today, the UK National Health Service is forging ahead with plans to release its own coronavirus contact tracing app for iOS and Android without using any of the API developed by Google and Apple. Instead, the NHS is rolling out its own solution. The NHS methodology will still use short-range Bluetooth signals to determine proximity, but unlike Apple and Google's solution, the NHS app will send all proximity events to a server, and the server then performs the matches and manages the distribution of notifications. The NHS believes a centralized system will allow it to collate more data about the spread of coronavirus across the country. But this means that every user's device will constantly be sending information back to NHS servers over the internet, naturally raising concerns about privacy and the consequences on battery life. Neither of these things would have been a problem if the NHS had gone with the API developed by Google and Apple. But nonetheless, the BBC reports that Apple will allow the NHS to release this app to the App Store, even though it goes against Apple's recommendations. Meanwhile, Apple is expected to release the first beta version of its contact tracing API as early as later today. In other news, Warner Media has announced that it is teaming up with Apple on the launch of its upcoming HBO Max streaming service to ensure a seamless experience for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV users. According to the announcement, HBO Max will be available through and fully integrated with Apple's TV app at launch on May 27th. Through this agreement, customers who are billed through the App Store or through Apple TV channels for HBO Now will be upgraded automatically to HBO Max at no additional charge. And if you're not an existing HBO Max customer, you'll be able to sign up through Apple's platforms for $15 per month. This includes in-app purchasing as well as accessing HBO Max through Apple TV channels. And as expected, there will also be a new HBO Max application that's available for the fourth generation Apple TV, as well as the iPhone and iPad. But those using an older Apple TV model will have to use AirPlay to stream content from their iPhone to the TV. And the standalone HBO Max application will also fully integrate with Apple's own TV app, including support for features like Up Next and Watch Later. HBO Max launches on May 27th for $15 per month, with over 10,000 hours of content, including new originals and classic shows like Friends, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and much more. We are sponsored this week by Disco Elysium, the critically acclaimed role-playing game that just this week launched for the Mac. Disco Elysium is a groundbreaking role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill set at your disposal and a whole city block to carve your path across. Interrogate unforgettable characters, crack murders or take bribes, become a hero or not. Disco Elysium is basically an ode to and an evolution of old-school RPGs like Planescape Torment or Icewind Dale. It's a thought-provoking, groundbreaking game for the mind and the soul, all set to an award-winning soundtrack by British Sea Power. Disco Elysium has been named Game of the Year by PC Gamer, the best PC exclusive by IGN, an absolute must-play by Metacritic, and much more. You can get 25% off Disco Elysium until May 1st as a special Mac launch promo on Steam. Learn more and watch the trailer at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Disco Elysium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Much like the rest of Apple's modern iPhone lineup, the new iPhone SE lacks support for 3D Touch. And while Apple has replicated some of the 3D Touch features with Haptic Touch, there's one key functionality missing on the iPhone SE: support for expanding rich notifications. Apple moved away from the pressure-sensitive 3D Touch feature, starting with the iPhone XR. In its place, iPhones gained a new Haptic Touch feature, which replicates some of the 3D Touch capabilities using a long press rather than pressure sensitivity. For example, on the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro, users can long press on a notification to see the full text as well as quick actions. But from the lock screen and notification center on the iPhone SE, long pressing to engage haptic touch on notifications does not work. The alternative is to slide over the notification and tap the View option. If this situation sounds familiar, it's because the iPhone XR also lacked support for expanding notifications with haptic touch at first, but Apple added the capability with a software update. One would think that Apple could fix it on the iPhone SE through an iOS update as well, but that doesn't appear to be the case. According to TechCrunch, the lack of support for expanding notifications via haptic touch is not a bug on the iPhone SE. Everything is reportedly working as intended currently, so we shouldn't expect a software update from Apple to address the problem. This is an incredibly odd omission, and it makes no sense that Apple can't resolve the missing functionality via an update to iOS. The iPhone 8 supported 3D touch with pressure sensitivity, so not only do you miss out on that with the iPhone SE, Apple has also failed to replicate the features with haptic touch. But of course, it is possible that if Apple faces enough backlash for this decision, it changes course and rolls out an update to the iPhone SE to re-add this feature. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.